Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections from life and so much more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we discuss verses from the Holy Quran. We try and learn lessons from these beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Be with us from start to end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen. Let's make few good intentions also. This is my Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya has given us this beautiful mindset not to forget good intentions. I am presenting this program. I make this intention. I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching. You can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn. Act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Today, I've got a beautiful verse in front of me. Inshallah, we'll be learning. That is Surah Ali Imran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا.
This is part of the verse from Surah Ali Imran, verse number 97. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it is incumbent upon the people to perform hajj of this house for the sake of Allah. Respectively, this is very, very jami'i kalam, comprehensive, subhanallah, the way this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. We have to perform hajj. This hajj is a form of ibadah, one of the five pillars of Islam. And we have to perform this if we have got capability of this, if we meet the conditions of doing it, you've got istita'at of doing it, if we can afford to do it, and there are certain conditions if they are met, inshallah we'll discuss them. But beautiful thing is, if we meet all those conditions and hajj becomes fard upon us, then we have to do this hajj, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very important. For whom we have to perform? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any act which we perform in order to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the world, not for this dunya, not to show off, not for ostentation, but with ikhlas, with sincerity, and that should be for our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. In this verse, the obligation of hajj is mentioned, and its condition is mentioned. From a hadith, we learn that there are two important factors which are to be considered in terms of affordability. One is zadirah, and other is the transport. Zadirah is the provisions for traveling. When you travel, you actually need to have some money, right, to meet the expenses, the travel expenses all the way during your journey, and the transport. That's the cost that is also important you should have. So these are the two things which are important and crucial for the condition to meet. And there are other certain also details to this. A Muslim who is sane, adult, free and healthy, and he possesses that much money to meet the expenses of the journey, as well as he can provide for the family behind, that many expenses he can meet during the stay when he's away for hajj. And he also need to have the provisions, the money to meet the expenses of the transportation. And if these conditions are met during the months of hajj, then hajj fi nafsihi becomes obligatory, fard. And there are certain conditions which are related to perform Hajj. And if they are met, then one has to go himself to perform Hajj. Respectively, because Islam is a beautiful religion. And there are different forms of worships in Islam. Hajj is one of them. First, Islam asks us to offer Salah alone. For example, early in the morning, when everybody is sleeping, right at that moment, one gets up. When nobody is watching that individual, and he gets up, he sacrifices his sleep for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sacrifices his comfortable bed, cozy bed, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he gets up and he performs wudu. Right? Sometimes it's very cold and you don't want to perform wudu, but you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he performs a perfect wudu and then he stands in the court of his Rabb Azza wa Jal, but no one knows this person is standing. No one is watching, but he knows that my Rabb is watching. And he stands and he offers 2 rakat salah. Salatul Tahajjud. This salah is much loved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because there's no ostentation. There's no riyah. There's no show off. He's doing it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is watching him. Right? Even if we offer salah with jama'at, people, they know. But this salah, which is alone, read at night when no one is watching, holds a great reward. Again, the reason is you're doing it only for the sake of your Rabb Azza wa Jal. And then Islam says, now come forward, one step ahead. You have to go to your local masjid to pray 5 daily prayers. Now, this is a sense of a collectiveness, a communal prayer, a gathering. This is what is desired. Small gathering, but that is desired. So 5 daily prayers in your local masjid, okay? And then you need to go and present yourself collectively in the court of your Rabb Azza wa Jal. We've done salah at home, then we've come to offer salah 5 times in our local masjid. Now Islam asks us to go to Jami' Masjid, relatively big masjid, to offer Salatul Jumu'ah. It should have and hold a relatively bigger gathering. Subhanallah. And then once a week, this is desired. This is asked. And then Islam says twice a week you need to gather in a relatively bigger gathering. You need to show more bigger discipline, unity, and togetherness in the form of Salatul Eid, which should be probably in Eidgah, an open ground, open place where you can all come together and show the presence and attendance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with unity, discipline, and oneness, togetherness. And then twice a year this is done, then Islam says, now from all over the world, at one place, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone from every country in all parts of the world should come together, no matter any color, no matter any race, no matter poor or rich, they are all equal in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone should come in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal and perform a worship which is known as Hajj. And why they should all come? Very foremost reason is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And there are so many wisdoms which are hidden behind. One is togetherness. One is an ijtima', which is bigger gathering, the demonstration of oneness and unity. On top of that, Islam eliminates discrimination. A people of all colors, people of all race, people who are rich or poor, they are all equal. They are wearing same libas, same attire, 2 shawls, and they are present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are showing humility. They are showing humbleness. They are down to earth. And they say, oh Allah, we are all equal before you. And if anyone possesses any excellence, that is due to the taqwa, the piety he possesses. And this is a demonstration done once in a year, across the globe, subhanallah, eliminating any discrimination whatsoever, subhanallah, and showing this unity, togetherness, and oneness. And respected viewers of Madani Channel, so why should we not go for Hajj if Hajj has become fard? Unfortunately, there are many people upon whom Hajj is fard, but they don't perform it. They don't go. They keep on delaying. Maybe I'll go after and marry my daughter or my son, or if I do this, that, the other. So many issues, so many targets we have set. They're our own targets to achieve in our life. And we keep on delaying the obligation. We keep on delaying the Hajj, which is farḍ upon us. No, we shouldn't do that. Respected viewers, we spend thousands of pounds on yearly holidays. Some people, they go 2, 3, 4 times in a year to do holidays. And they spend lots of money. Why don't we spend our maal to travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And to do worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there with ikhlas, with sincerity for the sake of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. We shouldn't delay. We should delay our holidays. We should delay our entertainment. Whatever, maybe certain entertainments and certain holidays we could also involve haram act. But this is something which will give us the closeness of Allah, the proximity of Allah, the rida of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we are not prioritizing this? Why we keep on delaying the Hajj, which is obligatory, if it is obligatory upon us? You can ask your ulama, you can ask your imams and muftiyani kiram, but do I meet the conditions of Hajj or not? If yes, then this year, without any delay, without any further delay, we should go and perform Hajj. Because we never know. We can die, we can leave this mortal world. And let me tell you some of the fadail and excellences of Hajj to give you more motivation in this regard. A Haji will intercede on behalf of 400 Muslims of his family members and will get out of sins as if he was born from the womb of his mother that day. Does any holiday, does any journey, does any traveling give you this blessing, Allahu Akbar, that you become as clean, as neat, subhanAllah, as pure as a newborn baby from the sins? This is the journey. The worship of Hajj will make you pure, inshaAllah, as if you were just born, a newborn baby, like that. The way the newborn baby doesn't have no sins, inshaAllah, your sins will be removed. And you will intercede on the Day of Judgment, 400 family members. What an honor itself it is. Why then we delay this beautiful obligation? Respected viewers, it is mentioned, perform Hajj, because Hajj washes away sins as water washes away dirt. Another narration, when you meet a Haji, greet him, shake hands with him, and ask him to make dua for your forgiveness before he enters his home, because he has been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Haji is the one, he is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if he makes dua of forgiveness for someone, that person is also forgiven. What an honor it is, respected viewers. Why we are delaying Hajj? Why we are not going to perform Hajj? The one who leaves with the intention of Hajj and then dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will write the reward of the one who performs Hajj till the judgment day, and the one who leaves with the intention of Umrah and then dies. So Allah will write for him the reward of the one who performs Umrah till the judgment day. So respective views of Madani Shin, if you perform Hajj there, marhaba, you get the blessings, right? You get pureness, you get yourself freed from the sins. But in case we all have to die one day, if death arrives in those sacred lands, did you listen the blessing? Until the Day of Judgment, the reward of Hajj and Umrah will be written for that person, the one who went for Hajj and the one who went for Umrah. And if he died, such a great reward is written until the Day of Judgment. It's a total blessing. Why are we delaying if it is farḍ? Why we are not going to perform Hajj? Respecting this, let's now imagine for a moment a place which is Masjidul Haram, Ka'batullah, Baytullah, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that direction, an individual who has been praying all his life. Now a moment is about to come when he will go and he will stand in front of that same Baytullah, subhanallah, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that moment, that blessing itself is such a great honor that one can just feel it when he's there. The feeling when you cast your first sight on Kaaba. And you know, the dua is accepted when you put your first sight on Baytullah. Will you get this blessing? The tawaf is such an ibadah which cannot be performed anywhere in the world. You can offer salah across the globe. You can give charity across the globe. You can recite Quran. You can recite Tasbihat. You can recite Durood. You can do many, many, many forms of worship throughout the world. But there's one ibadah which can only be performed in Masjidul Haram, which is tawaf. And alhamdulillah, hajjaj get the opportunity to perform tawaf. They go round and round for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you get this blessing elsewhere in the world? No, respected viewers. It's just there. Then you go to further, you will get the blessing of kissing Hajar Aswad, then Maqam-e Ibrahim. Then there are so many sacred places. How many blessings are there? 100,000 times Salah is multiplied in Masjid al-Haram. Allahu Akbar. Can you get this reward elsewhere in the world? This is the blessing of Hajj. This is the blessing of going to do Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then sacred places like Mina, Muzdalifah, and Arafat, performing ibadah there. Allahu Akbar. At night when there is no shelter, you are there just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the day, you go out and without any shade, you perform ibadah and you worship and you pray. And those prayers are accepted, respectively. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Then you also perform tawaf, you do qurbani, you do sacrifice animal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This exercise, why you're doing it? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're just wearing two shawls. Why are you wearing these two shawls? Well, you can wear luxury clothes, but you're not doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you staying at night without any shelter on? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. You do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward is you become pure, you become clean from the sins. Allahu Akbar, just like a newborn baby. This is the blessing of Hajj. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, what we are learning from Surah Ali Imran, verse number 97. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلًا. And it is incumbent upon the people to perform Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah. So when you perform Hajj, one thing you need to remember, you should do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intention should be correct. You're doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing it to get rid of the sins. You're doing it so that you become pure and pure and you get the pleasure of your Lord Azza wa Jal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we make this intention in this Ramadan al-Kareem. And if Hajj is farḍ, we go this year and perform it. May Allah call us. Ameen. Bijahin. Nabi al-Ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat al-Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life and so much more.